Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Good heavens. Okay, so this let's start with this one. The Florida man who tried to swim back to the U.S. from Canada. There's some that are, I got a couple that are a little inappropriate, so I thought I was going to get real brave. This Florida man, disoriented Florida man under the influence, tried to swim back. It's from CBS News. Tried to swim back across the Detroit River from Canada.
Good Lord.
This was just yesterday. The crew was notified, police were notified about a person swimming across the Detroit River. They had to send out a boat, search for him. They did get him. They pulled him up on the boat. They threw him a life ring. He was an American citizen from Florida trying to get back into the U.S. He seemed disoriented and under the influence. He didn't have any physical injuries. So he was taken ashore, transferred to an EMS unit. I've never heard of that kind of, I'm sure they happen, but that's a new kind of crossing. There's a definitely new kind of, this one was from yesterday that I didn't get to. A Florida man stumbled upon an SUV on top of a dumpster. I don't even know how that happens, but that's what happened. We had this yesterday and I didn't have time to get to it. A Florida man named Scott Greenberg stumbled upon an SUV resting like almost perfectly. The one of the back wheels was off of the dump, like on top of a dumpster, like the dumpster top was closed and this SUV was on the top. And I'm looking at, it was parked at a construction site, and it didn't look like there was like a bridge or anything where it could have driven off. I have no idea how this got up.
I have an idea.
Okay, well, it was at a construction site. They said the SUV was literally on top of the dumpster. Now, they used a forklift, apparently, to put it up there. But they didn't tell anybody for the longest time. And everyone, I mean, like for a whole day, people were trying to figure out how this happened. But that's, you know, they got it on video. It's on video, but it was on top of the dumpster. And they used a forklift can do that? Like, it had to be a pretty big forklift then, right? Forklift operating is no joke.
I guarantee you he was probably parked somewhere where it was in the way of construction. And so these guys are like, I'm going to show this guy.
Good. This is from a website called Motor Biscuit. This story, this Florida man. He imagine that you're on the beach and you come across a deserted car just parked. And it's sunset, it's beautiful out, but there's, you know, you can't really take in the view because you're distracted by this mysterious knocking coming from the trunk of the car. This was in Monroe County, Florida. As it turned out, this Lincoln Continental is parked at a beach in the Florida Keys. This dude brought his drugs to the beach, presumably to do them, and then somehow locked his own self into his own trunk. 32-year-old Rob Moore. When the sheriff's office showed up, they were telling people get out of the car, and he literally couldn't because he was locked in his own trunk. And he said that he was hunting for his lost keys when he somehow managed to fall inside of the trunk, which closed and then locked him inside. So his keys were still missing. He was just going to go to the beach and smoke some weed, apparently, you know, Florida man. And he got a citation for possessing drugs and paraphernalia at Motor Biscuit says if the car had been 3 years newer, they would have had an emergency trunk release. It was a 97 Lincoln Continental. The 2000 and up started having the, because that was my first thought. Like, how was there no emergency trunk release? Also, couldn't you just kick out the back seat? I mean, I don't know. So, just, wow. That lost his keys. How do you look for your keys so hard in your trunk that you fall in it and then it closes behind you and locks you in there? But he only had like pot on him, apparently. Can you get so high that happens? Their partners over at Kel-Tec, the P15. This is the smallest, lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm out on the market. And it literally is the weensiest 9mm that I have. I don't lose stopping power, but I gain ultra concealability with this. Comes in two versions, right? P15, you have the metal frame version and the polymer. I almost said polyester, which would have been horrible. And the polymer version, striker fire pistol. Metal frame has that wood panel. They got texture grips, true classic look and feel. And it comes with two magazines, either one. You get the standard 15-round magazine, minimal pinky extension. You get a flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic rear. It's just super concealable. And ladies, we carry differently than the dudes do. Dudes, your women carry differently than y'all do. This is a great concealability and great firepower, great dependability. And it's made by, you know, the people who invented the micro-compact pistol category. Innovation, performance, and Kel-Tec. Learn more about the P15 at KelTecWeapons.com. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Do we have this audio? This is the California mayor, South Portland mayor, Misha Pride. They were listening to residents, and they ended up, it's funny because the main Democrat leader didn't want to lower property taxes, and then she got hit with two property tax liens. But this South Portland mayor told seniors that they needed to take out a reverse mortgage to avoid the city's sharp increase in property taxes. Is that unbelievable? Do we have this, by the way? I mean, I thought we did, but the residents were saying, well, our taxes are going up. It's making it more difficult to afford, you know, basic daily things. And their response was, we'll just take out one of those reverse mortgages that Tom Selleck tells you about all the time. Those commercials.
God, seriously?
They didn't say it like that. Oh my gosh. No, they didn't say that, but they did say, take out a reverse mortgage.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. To avoid the property taxes, go ahead and, just take out a reverse mortgage on your house. Listen, this is crazy.
And it's really unfortunate. I'm really sad. And, you know, my taxes are going up too. And have every year for the last 5 years. Seeing as our property values are so high, seniors may want to consider a reverse mortgage. It's ooh. I know it's an ugly word, but there are, I'm just saying, I know it's horrible, but it's sort of a last resort. Mm-hmm.
Don't they have like a predatory nature, the reverse mortgages? Isn't that historically how? Wow, that's crazy. What about, I don't know, giving people like an abatement or not having property taxes, which are communist and makes it to where people can't ever really own their own property? Can you imagine? Like, you could have your property taken over if you're behind your property taxes a few thousand dollars, like a fraction of what your property is actually worth, and they could just rob you. It's ridiculous. It is. I mean, at least crime organizations are honest about what they're doing, or lower taxes. I think just get rid of property taxes.
Right.
Just get rid of them. There are better ways to go and fund emergency services and municipal issues. Way better ways than stupid communist property taxes that drive everybody out. It's asinine. That's like one of the things in Texas that we fight. Is property tax. Like, yeah, we don't have a state income tax. And I think that, you know, we still make out way better than states that do have income taxes. But the property taxes can be ridiculous. And that's, you know, one of the things you got to consider. But to take out a reverse mortgage or just stop wasting everyone's. It's frustrating. Why? I don't want to have to pay for services that I don't use. Do you ever find yourself like give people their tax money and let them send their kids to whatever the schools they want? I don't believe in the public funding of schools. I absolutely do not. I think that you should empower parents and stop stealing their money and let the parents pay for their kids' education, because by and large, public school funding, I mean, they pay more per pupil in a number of states than you would on like decent, like actually good private school education. I think we were in Ohio, I think. And they were spending, I can't remember the cost. It was something like eight, I can't remember, per student. It was, what they were paying was one and a half times greater than what we were paying per child for our private school tuition. And that was public school funding per pupil in Ohio. I was floored. And it's like that in so many states, even like that in Texas. It's like that in so many states. And then when you compare the results, I think that you make schools compete. I don't know why people are so terrified of that. And I realize that there are organizations involved that exclusively donate to Democrats. And so they have a quid pro quo arrangement here. But no, I don't believe in the public funding of education. I don't. I think that let parents, because parents are going to know what's best for their, let them keep their money and then they can get even better education for their kids. It doesn't have to be, that's lazy and it's so noncommittal. It's like the least you can do, publicly subsidizing something like that where, oh, I'm not even going to look at it. I'm just going to throw money about it and pretend to care and then turn a blind eye. That's just so lazy. That's so lazy. That's not stewardship of your fellow man. That's not civic pride or responsibility. That's lazy Marxism. I mean, which was what Karl Marx was. And let's not have you forget that the only positive contribution that Karl Marx made to this world was his bloated, just obscene, chonky carcass feeding the worms in the ground. That is the only positive contribution that Karl Marx ever made to the world. He fed some worms with his own fat rolls after he kicked the bucket. There you go. Chonky, smelly, dirty, lazy Karl Marx. You know, he never worked a day in his life and he grifted off all of his friends. It's our friends over at Hillsdale College. Hillsdale, founded in 1844 to offer the kind of education required to preserve liberty. And the folks at Hillsdale, it's in Southern Michigan, small classical liberal arts college, Christian, and they were founded for that purpose. It's been their mission since their 1844 founding. Now, you don't have to be at their campus as a student in Southern Michigan to take advantage of their resources. They have all kinds of free stuff for you that you can access at Dana4Hillsdale.com, their Free Speech Digest and Primus. They also have the Hillsdale College Podcast Network. So these podcasts, these are educational deep dives into everything you can think of. If you're a historical, if you're a history nut, if you love Christian apologists, all of it. They have deep dives from their staff, from their authors, visiting authors, lecturers, even their president, Hillsdale's president, Larry Arnn. They've got all kinds of stuff for you, even like stuff that deep dives into how the Republic was founded. Who did the founding fathers read and look to when they were creating the Republic? I mean, they get into all of that stuff that really isn't taught in educational institutions anymore, but it is at Hillsdale. Choose your new favorite podcast today on the Hillsdale College Podcast Network at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this is sad news. Brett Favre. Favre? Say it.
It's just Brett Favre.
Favre.
Yeah, just Brett Favre. Brett Favre.
Favre. Still sounds weird. But he made a shock announcement. He's battling Parkinson's disease. 54 years old. He just like recently released, just recently revealed this. He's been speaking out. Now he's speaking out about it. That's wild. So, goodness. The California governor signed a law banning all plastic shopping bags at grocery stores. This is Gavin Newsom. I mean, you've got needles and feces everywhere. High taxes. You're in the red. Best I can do is ban plastic bags. You know, just take a pawn shop style. Best I can do, ban plastic bags. That's all I can do. No, it's not even a choice now. This is why I would actually, I don't know, I feel this is so, shoppers have to purchase bags that are made with thicker plastic that makes them reusable. I actually always reuse my plastic bags.
I know, what are we going to put in those little tiny trash cans in the bathroom?
They're perfect for the little tiny bathroom trash. What are we going to do? That's so dumb. Gosh, so dumb. A North Carolina man stole a cable company truck with the worker in the bucket.
What?
Oh my gosh, that had to be terrifying. So this guy, he just literally stole the whole dang truck, WSOC-TV. It was Caldwell County. And they were repairing a line. And the worker, thankfully, was attached to a safety harness. But because he actually came out of the bucket at one point. And he was able to free himself and remove himself. But he did hurt his leg in the process. The guy that they caught, the suspect who stole the truck, a guy named Frank Moody. Sounds like a Always Sunny in Philadelphia character. He was taken in, and he looks like an Always Sunny in Philadelphia character. He was taken into custody. Wow, just crazy. It's still in the bucket. That's terrifying. A vandal's rampage at a main car dealership caused thousands of dollars of damage to 75 vehicles. This sounds like a Tulsa King episode. A main man damaged 75 vehicles at an automobile dealership, smashing windows, denting the hoods before he was arrested. 25 years old. $90,000 in damage to 75 vehicles. That's crazy. Human cases of a raccoon parasite. What? This is apparently a new thing. It's a rare infection. Two people in LA were infected with a raccoon parasite that causes some frequently fatal infections of the eyes, ears, and organs and central nervous system. And people have, if you survive it, you still have neurological impairments. It's a, there's a parasitic roundworm that I can't pronounce. It's Blastocystis, that's the name.
Sounds right.
But it's in raccoon feces. And humans get infected if they eat dirt or other material that is contaminated with that feces. They're in rare infections. But LA says, oh, well, you know, because a large number of raccoons live near people, the infection rate is likely higher. So that's why.
Don't pet the trash pandas.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, yes, they look like adorable little burglars. And yes, you might feel like you're Snow White and you can talk one into becoming your pet. It's not going to happen. They're going to scratch your eyes out and then poop by you and you're going to get like a roundworm and die. So just don't do it. Your eyes will fall out and you'll rot. Just don't do it. And mortgage rates and home sales are down as buyers are waiting for the right moment, which is never going to happen if the country goes the way of Democrats in November. In addition to all of this, where's my other? Oh, boy, you're going to love this story. Pentagon is going to spend $500 million on women's health research. Why do we need to spend $500 million? Jill Biden announced it. You know, Jill Biden, with all of her expertise on all of this, announces that the Pentagon is going to commit $500 million to women's health research as part of a broader White House push to increase funding for the study of women's health. What? Why is the Pentagon doing this? They should just kick ass and win wars. Kane?
Yeah.
They don't actually say what the need is. They actually don't get into...
Is there a new female ailment that we don't know about? Is this about Mpox? What is this about? Can't be about Mpox, clearly. So what are we doing?
I don't know. Well, we got the gender neutral sub. I don't know.
Are these,
I mean, we have our borders wide open, and we have all of this international instability. We have allies, you know, in the Middle East that are fighting for survival, and we're spending $500 million to study women's health. These people can't even define what the hell a woman is. How do they know how to spend $500 million on women's health?
And to expand on that, are we studying now the rise of testicular cancer and prostate cancer in women? Because...
Is that what it is?
I'm not behind that. I'm not for that.
Why is she announcing something that is really under the purview of the president?
Well, she's
This is so stupid.
She's a real doctor.
I was reading the Hill piece. Shush up. Biden signed this executive order back in March directing these agencies to strengthen research and data standards on women's health with the purpose of better leveraging federal funding. And it directed agencies to prioritize funding for women's health research and encourage innovation. What? He gets in. They can't even define it again. Remember, birthing person and all that stuff. No. Mm-mm. They said that. Listen, this is the purposes of the order. Listen, quote, the term women's health research means research aimed at expanding the knowledge of women's health across their lifespans. I'm reading from the White House website, which includes the study and analysis of conditions specific to women, conditions that disproportionately impact women, and conditions that affect women differently. They said that they want to enhance the study of women's health across all. This is all just nonsense. Consider women's health as appropriate during the evaluation of research. Blah, 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 blah. That's it. This is stupid. I don't even understand why this is needed. It's not needed. I mean, we don't need any of this. Is this just giving more money to healthcare agencies that got fat cash during Rona?
Sounds like it.
I mean, again, everything's going to hell, but they're like, oh, let's spend the money on $500 million on. What do you need? What else do you need to study? Well, as you know, women have penises now, so it's very important that we study this.
We have a private sector healthcare system. Why does the government need to do any of this research or fund it or any of that? If the market requires some research on a specific health issue, the private sector would be getting together to incentivize the creation of that response and then find a way to make money off of it. Like, government is a waste of money.
And it's interesting to note that she made this at the Clinton Global Initiative Forum.
It's not going to any health things.
It's getting laundered.
It's totally getting laundered.
This is getting laundered. That's all this is getting. They ain't studying nothing here. No, Bill Clinton is going to personally study with the women. He is going to personally study the women, and he's going to tell you what he thinks about women's health. That seems probably more appropriate. That's why. But this is defense money. Unless you're going to send women who have like a blood rage, you know, during that time out into the battlefield. I'm using Warhammer terminology. I'm bringing all the things together here, Kane. You're sending out, unless they're you know, going to turn, you know, this the Adeptus Astartes into some women by getting them all worked up into like a literal blood rage and sending them out into the battlefield. I'm just curious as to why in the hell we're spending defense money on this stuff. I feel like that was inaccurate, right? Why are they? Why? Why? You don't know that. Like, you literally have a class, Kane, of one of the chapters of Space Marines is a blood angel, and they get real sensitive about certain stuff and can get real worked up, and their blood rage can consume them. It's just how you get fourth wave feminism.
Is there a meter that measures the blood rage?
Yeah, you got to quell it. You got to ride the quell. So, like, you get them worked all up into a blood rage, send them out there. You got to ride that quell, ladies. Just take it on out. Just.
I feel like most of the people don't understand what you're saying.
No, it's like Vince Clortho from Ghostbusters, you know, and I can tell you many of something to slur that day. I mean, I get it. It's the same thing. But I swear it makes sense in my mind. But why is she announcing it? No, they're going to have Bill. I'll be up here. I'll inspect the ladies. Ooh, so gross. You know, and then RFK Jr. will help him.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.